Haskell, Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. January 7, 1899. Dear Brother Haskell, the past day has been one of deep interest. This has been the most interesting and promising camp meeting we have ever attended. The outside interest has been excellent from the first. There has been a variety in the meetings, and the outside attendance has exceeded all our expectations. Night after night during the week, even on the holidays, the large tent has been full. The attendance has been estimated at 1,500, sometimes in the weekdays as high as 1,200. And Sunday afternoons and evenings, from 1,500 to 2,000, have been in attendance. The earnest, interested faces turned toward the speakers with intense interest has given us the expectation that this field is ripe for the harvest. The three Sabbath meetings now past have been deeply interesting. In the afternoon, there was a sea of heads intently listening to catch every word. After the words were spoken from the living oracles of God, then came the social meeting, giving all an opportunity to speak. Many church members arose and said that they did not find food in the ministry of the churches. But I have time to write only a few lines. Last Sabbath night, Dr. Caro gave a lecture to 3,000 people, with views showing the results of intemperance. These representations, with his very solemn remarks, were very impressive. Although the tent was crowded to its utmost capacity, the people were as orderly as in a church. God's Spirit was in the meeting, making impressions of these object lessons. Oh, what a crowd! Many were outside of the tent, but the pictures were so arranged that nearly all could see. They cheered the doctor, but he quelled the demonstration. Sunday afternoon I spoke to 2,000 people, and God gave me liberty. I had dreaded this large gathering, but the Lord helped me. W.C. White called me to see the crowd leaving the tent. What a sight! I never expected to see such a sight in Newcastle. Last night Elder Daniel spoke to more than were in attendance in the afternoon. I cannot now remember his subject, but the most intense interest was manifested. This closed the camp meeting proper. Now comes the afterworking. I have written you a letter, but I cannot now find it. I think it must have been packed, with the supposition that my writing was over. We thank God for this meeting. It is closed with a full tide of interest. Now the tent will be retained 1 week longer, and by that time the new tent will be ready to set up. The tent is to be moved now to a new place, easy of access, and near which Elder Starr will find rooms, which are not desirable, but the very best they can obtain. Just across the road from the tent, Brother and Sister Lacey are also located. We must now work as never before. The country is stirred as far as Maitland, and in the suburbs all around here. The Lord is certainly at work, and we must do our very best. I do not see how I can go to Ballarat. The people will come to hear Mrs. White, and seem to be delighted with what I call my poor labor. Work is opened here, and a great circumference is to be worked. Newcastle is extended over a large district, and the Lord has a work to be done here, for which we shall need much of His Holy Spirit, that we may teach line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. We know not which shall prosper, whether this or that. We believe that God will work with your efforts in Brisbane. He alone can give success in the battle, whether there be many or few. I would be glad to labor right here at this time, and I cannot see why it is not my duty to do this. When the Sabbath question is brought home more closely than it is possible to do in a large crowd, then the test comes. Then decisions will be made. Oh, my soul, what a work is before us! I fear, I tremble before God, lest we should make mistakes. But the Lord's presence has been on this ground, and He is working through His human agents. Truth will triumph and bear away the victory. We will watch, we will pray, we will move forward, step by step, in His name, glorifying God. I must stop here. In love.